Alleluia.
Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first
the Holy
married
Gospel
and died
according
childless.
To St. Luke, the 20th
then
chapter.
Then the second and Glory the third married you, her, Lord. And so in the same way all seven died childless.
Some Sadducees,
Finally, the woman
those who
also
say
died.
There is no resurrection,
came
the
to
resurrection
Jesus,
and asked him a question.
Whose wife will the
Teacher,
woman be?
Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife
Jesus
but
said
no
to
children,
them, those
the man shall marry the widow and
marry,
raise up
and
children
are given
for his
marriage.
Brother.
But those who are
now
considered
there were
worthy
seven
of a place in
the first
that
married
age
and
died
in the resurrection
childless.
From the dead,
then the
neither
second
marry nor
and the
are
third
given
married
in
her, and so in the same
Indeed,
way
they
all
cannot
seven
die
died
anymore
childless.
Because they are like angels.
Finally,
and are children
the woman
of God,
also died,
being children of
in
the resurrection.
In the resurrection, therefore, whose
the
wife
that
will
the dead
the
woman
are
be?
Raised? Moses himself
well,
showed in the story
her.
About the bush. Where he speaks
Jesus said
of the
to
Lord
them,
as the God
those
of Abraham,
who belong to this age
the God
marry
of Isaac,
and are given
and
in
the
marriage.
God of Jacob.
But those who are considered
now,
worthy
God
of a place
is a God
in that
not
age,
of the dead,
and
but
in the
of
resurrection
living,
from the
living,
dead,
for
neither
to God
marry, nor
all of them
are given in
are
marriage.
Alive.
Indeed, they cannot die anymore
this is
because
the gospel
they are like
the
angels and are children
Praise
of God,
to you, O Christ.
Being children of the
Please
resurrection.
Please be seated, and I'd like to invite the children
and
to
the fact
come forward.
That the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush. Where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God
Good morning,
of Isaac,
everybody.
And the God of Jacob. Now, God is a God not of the dead, but of the living.
I'm going to talk to you today about
for
our
to God,
second
all
reading.
Of them are
in
alive.
The second reading, Paul is writing to a group of people
this is
in
the
church
of the
in
Lord.
Thessalonica.
Praise to
so
you,
it's
O
the book
Christ.
To the Thessalonians. It's a
Please
really
be seated,
word.
And I'd like to invite the
and
children
the people
to
there
come
are
forward.
Having a little trouble. We're not sure exactly what their trouble was. Maybe people were giving them a hard time. It seems from what Paul was writing that some people were trying
it's
to
like
lead
we
them down
need one
wrong
cushion
paths.
Today.
Do we sometimes go down wrong paths? Sometimes do things we shouldn't do? Yeah. So Paul writes to them to help them, to encourage
Good
them.
Good morning, everybody.
To tell them, you know what? You have everything you need to continue on in the good path, the right path. That
I'm
going
to talk to
given.
You today about our second
reading. And in
reading.
That path... In the second reading,
we
Paul
hear
is writing to a group of
the
people
good news
in
of
the
Jesus.
Church in
the good
Thessalonica.
News that Jesus
came
so it's
to forgive
to the
us for our sins and
really
to show us
word.
God's love. And, to
and the
give
people
us
there
life.
Are having a little trouble.
And basically, the writer is saying,
we're not
that's,
sure exactly
that's
what their
need.
Trouble was.
Maybe
he
people
says,
were
more
giving
thing.
Them a hard time.
We need
it seems
to give
from
thanks
what Paul was writing
one
that
another. We
some
all have
people were trying to lead
up,
them
right?
down wrong paths.
We try to give thanks on Thanksgiving for many blessings, many gifts. Yes, Audrey?
Yeah. So Paul writes to them,
you have a birthday
to help
today
them, to well, encourage them, to tell them, you know what? You have everything you need to continue
oh, okay.
on in the good
well,
path.
Well, those are things to
right
celebrate and
give God
thanks
for,
you.
Right? And in that path,
that's good
we
too.
Hear the good
All
news.
All right, so God
the
gives us a lot of
Jesus.
Things to be thankful
the good
for.
News
but one
that
of
Jesus
the things that Paul says we have
to
thank one another
for
our sins and to
is
show
each
us
other.
God's love and
you know
to
why?
Give us life.
Because we
and
help each
the writer
is saying
sometimes when we have
trouble,
we can
but
love
says,
each other.
More
we can help each other. God's love
we
is
need
still
to give
for
thanks
us,
right?
For one another.
We're
we
not
all
always
going to
have a good time
up, right?
at the same time.
And we try to give
sometimes
thanks on Thanksgiving
Adam will be
for
struggling.
Many blessings.
Lydia
many gifts.
Will help him.
Yes, Audrey?
Or sometimes I'll be struggling and Lily will help me.
You have a birthday
Thank you,
today.
Adam.
We'll all help each other, right? And so Paul says we give thanks for the possibility of helping each
oh,
other.
Okay.
And reminding each
Well, those are things
to
celebrate and give
God's
thanks
love
for,
through
right?
Jesus.
God's love that brings us through no matter
That's
what we face.
Too.
And no
All right,
matter
so God gives us a lot of
down.
Things to be thankful for,
God
but one of the things that Paul says we have to thank one another for
Let's
is each other.
The Lord
you
be
know
with
why?
You.
Because we help so each other in faith. Sometimes pray. When we have trouble, we can love each other. We
God,
can
sometimes
God's
things are
love
hard.
Is still there for us.
Sometimes
right?
we don't do the things
We're not
things
always
going to
have
like
a good time at the same time.
But
sometimes
we thank you that you give
Adam
us all that we need
and Lydia
to
will
stay
help
on the right path.
Or sometimes I'll be struggling
to
and
help
Lily will help
and guide
me.
Us people
thank
to
you,
show
Adam.
Us your love.
We'll all help each other, right?
And of course, the
and so
gift
Paul
of
says
your
we give
word,
thanks for
the
possibility the
of helping Jesus
each other
is always with
and
us,
reminding
bringing
each other
us your
of
forgiveness
God's love through
and
Jesus.
Your love.
God's love
in
that
his
brings
name
us
we pray,
through no matter
and
what we
give
face
thanks.
And no matter Amen. Which path we go down.
All right, thanks everybody.
God is always there for us to love us and forgive us.
Let's pray.
The Lord be with you.
With you.
Let us pray.
God, sometimes things are hard.
Grace and peace to you
sometimes
from God, our Creator and our Savior Jesus
that you would
Christ.
Like us to do.
Amen. But we thank you that you give us all that we need.
One of the more common questions that I and probably many other clergy are asked to
talk about
has to do with the subject of heaven and the afterlife.
The promise that Jesus is always with us.
People are curious. What will it be like?
What does the Bible say about it?
What do we believe?
In his name we pray. And we give thanks.
The challenging part about this question that comes up so frequently,
is
that the Bible doesn't necessarily present us with a tidy, consistent, or cohesive vision. We get glimpses here and there throughout Scripture, often in poetic language that evokes a sense, though not a clear picture, of how God will care for us beyond life.
Grace and peace
world.
To you from God, our Creator and our Savior.
To be
Savior,
honest,
Jesus
much
Christ.
Of what the Bible does tell Amen. Us about life after death doesn't really match up with the more commonly
One of
held
the more common
and
questions
that I and probably many
soul.
Other clergy are asked to
The more prominent
to,
vision of Scripture is what we see today,
to with the
notion
of
a bodily resurrection.
Afterlife.
Not just
People
the resurrection
curious.
Of Jesus,
what will it
that's
be
the
like?
Focus of
what
our faith,
the Bible
but also
say
the
about
gift
it?
Of
what
resurrection
do we
for those
believe?
Who believe.
While
the
challenging
history
part about
and
this
even at times
comes
in Scripture,
so
the body
though,
or
that
the flesh
Bible
has been understood as or believed
to be
the source
of unhealthy
or
desires
vision.
And passions and thus
We get glimpses here and there throughout
the
overarching
often in
poetic
picture
language
is that faith
that
is not
a
just
sense,
a
disembodied
clear
spiritual issue
of how God
our
will
bodies
care for
matter
us beyond life
and God believes
world.
That our bodies are worth
To be honest, much of what the Bible
the
does tell us about life after death
first
doesn't
reading
really
today is from Job, and though this doesn't often come up
in our Sunday readings, it is
of the soul.
Fertile ground for consideration
The more prominent
and
vision
reflection
of Scripture is what we see today,
especially as
of
a bodily resurrection
of suffering and
Not
evil
just the resurrection
the
of Jesus, that's the focus
the text raises
of our
the
faith,
question
of
whether
the
universe and God operate on a system of reward and punishment.
While throughout history
Do
and
bad
even at
times
happen
in
because
the body
or the flesh
has
been understood
or
as
things?
Or believed to be the source of unhealthy
well, the problem is, in this book, Job is described
as a righteous
person who, for the most part,
keeps
his faith and devotion to God as his focus
not just
even
a disembodied
as his life
spiritual
is falling apart
issue.
Around him.
Our bodies matter.
And Job has
and God
suffered
believes
immensely.
That our bodies are worth
His
redeeming.
Children have died. His livestock and property have been raided
first
and stolen.
Reading today is
his
from Job.
Killed.
And though this doesn't
his
often come up in our Sunday readings,
and after
it is
all that,
he
finds himself
ground
for consideration and reflection
over
on
his
faith.
Body.
Especially as
he
it
faces
relates
troubles
to the truth
so
of
profound
and evil
that anyone
world.
Else might question the,
the
possibility
text raises
of
the
a
question
God
of whether
all,
the universe
let alone
and God
believing
operate
in
a system
ongoing
of reward
and
punishment and
care for
Do bad
his
things
life.
Happen because someone has been
Well, he may not be sinless. Job is a
things.
Person of integrity who may not deserve
the problem
what
is
has
in this
befallen
book, Job
him.
Is described
Yet he
as a righteous
faith and
is
for the most
God keeps
his faith and devotion
to God
as
his
focus.
In a line that is the source of a much beloved hymn, Job proclaims, I know that my Redeemer lives.
Suffered
Job's
immensely.
Redeemer,
his
the
children
one who has
died, his
livestock and property have
been
raided
and stolen,
that he can't
his
free
workers
killed,
from,
his livelihood decimated,
and Job
and
states
after all that
he
finds
that
himself
sovereign
afflicted
purposes
will be revealed
all over his body,
and that at the last, even
he
after
faces
his
troubles
flesh
so
is
profound
no more,
that anyone
he will
else
see
might
God.
Question the possibility of a God at all.
Then
let alone
gospel.
Believing in God's
we have a very
ongoing
interesting
involvement
gospel this
in
week.
And care for
Excuse
his life.
Me.
It's unclear why
well, he
the
may not be sinless.
Might be Job coming
is
to
a person
Jesus
of integrity
scenario,
who may not deserve what
about.
Has befallen
it's
him.
The only
Yet
time
he
in
maintains
Luke's
his
gospel
faith
and
his trust
that
often
God
their disagreements
is still
were more focused
active.
On the beliefs of
in
the
a line that is the source of a much
Jesus.
Beloved hymn, Job proclaims,
but at this point
I
in Luke's
know
gospel,
my
Jesus
Redeemer
is drawing near to Jerusalem.
Job's Redeemer,
he is drawing
the one
near
who
to
has
his
the
death
power
on
to
the
rescue
cross.
Him
so
from
a
situation that
he can't
free himself
to
from,
shadow,
is
Jesus
the
Lord. Coming resurrection.
And Job states his confidence that God's
the Sadducees
sovereign
were a traditionalist Jewish group closely
and that
related
at the last,
to the priestly
even after
elite
his
and the
aristocracy
is no more.
They rejected the authority of oral tradition and did not believe in the possibility of resurrection.
We have a very
Since
interesting
the idea
gospel this week.
Was seemingly not mentioned
me.
In the five
it's
books of Moses.
It's unclear why
or the
Sadducees
Torah,
might be coming
know
to Jesus
as Genesis
with this scenario
Exodus,
they ask
Leviticus,
him about.
Numbers,
it's the only
Deuteronomy.
Time in Luke's gospel where they
the Sadducees,
appear and often
Sadducees
their disagreements
held these
were more focused
as the only Hebrew
on the beliefs
scriptures
that
of the
were
authoritative
than
for their
on
life
Jesus.
And faith.
But at this point,
the question may sound
Jesus
pretty absurd to us today,
but it's based on Jewish law
and tradition
near to his death on
marriage,
the cross,
which comes
so
from a Latin
word
story
for brother
is inserted here to foreshadow
prior to
Jesus
believing in the possibility of resurrection. The people of Israel the Sadducees were a traditionalist Jewish group closely related to the priestly elite
was through
and
having
the aristocracy
and descendants.
People
they rejected the authority of oral tradition
and
did not believe in
the
possibility of resurrection.
If a man died without children and he had a brother,
the second was
required
to
marry
Moses
the deceased
the
brother's
Torah,
wife to have
what
children.
We know as Genesis
this
Exodus,
ensured that
Leviticus,
property
Numbers,
and wealth would
and
remain within the family. And that the first brother's widow Sadducees would have stability held these as the only Hebrew scriptures that were authoritative for their life of faith.
So the book of Deuteronomy states that the widow should not marry a stranger, but that it is the responsibility of the Jewish law and tradition called levirate marriage, which comes from a Latin word for brother-in-law.
The brother could refuse his duty to the widow,
prior to believing in the possibility of resurrection.
The widow was to summon the elders of the community,
that the way for one to live the man's sandal from his foot
was through having children and
to demonstrate that she was then free from any further
and
responsibility
honor
to the
brother's
throughout
family.
The ages.
From that
if a
point
man died
on, the man's family would be known as
a brother. The second
was required
to marry the
deceased brother's wife to have children with her.
It may seem a little bit amusing to us
that
today, but in a culture that
revolved
around honor
family,
and shame,
and that the first
this shameful
widow
designation and moniker
would have
been
security.
Difficult for the person and the family to bear.
So the book of Deuteronomy states that the widow should not marry a stranger.
So in today's
the
gospel, the
Sadducees
take
this practice
of levirate marriage
and
they turn
this into a hypothetical scenario taken to
the brother could refuse his duty to the widow.
If there were seven brothers
were case,
who died
the widow
in succession,
was to summon
and
the
each
elders
performed
of
the their duty by marrying
pull
the woman,
off
but
the man's
none could provide
from
his
children,
foot,
spit
in
his
wife
would she be
to demonstrate that she was then free from any
some speculate that
the
Sadducees'
intention
the
here
family.
Is to ridicule the notion
from that
of resurrection.
Point on, the man's family would be known as
completely.
The house of him whose sandal was.
But as in many
off.
Areas of Scripture, Jesus does not.
It may seem a little bit amusing to us today, but in a culture that revolved around honor and shame,
he asserts that the scenario is based on a
shameful designation and moniker.
That the resurrection or
the
afterlife
family
operates
to
according
the
to the same rules and laws as our present
so
world.
So in today's
does.
Gospel, the Sadducees
Jesus
take
says
this
that
practice
those who have received God's grace
turn it
and
into a place
hypothetical
in the
scenario
to come
taken
are like angels,
to a
meaning that they will not
extreme.
Die, but that
if
they will
there
share
were seven
in
brothers who
life.
Died in succession,
society's emphasis was on marriage and
marrying
the
woman
as
the way
to provide her with children.
But if God's promises
are of life beyond this world, there is
some speculate that the Sadducees'
intention here is to ridicule the notion of resurrection.
And so the
and
rest of the passage illustrates Jesus'
completely.
Closing statement that God is a
but
God
but as in
not
many areas
of
Scripture,
of
Jesus does not engage
Jesus
according to
the
terms
of
the
question,
which again the
he
Sadducees
asserts that the scenario is based on a faulty premise.
Where at the burning
it assumes
bush,
that
the
resurrection or the
Moses
afterlife
the God of
operates
Abraham
according to the
Isaac
same rules
and
laws as
the
our
ancestors
world
that
does.
Were revered as the patriarchs
Jesus
of
says
the
that those
people.
Who have received God's
and God
grace
refers
and have
them here in
the
present tense are like angels,
meaning that
they will not
die,
to Abraham
but that
they
will and
Isaac
share
and
in resurrection
Jacob in the
life.
Present tense.
They must
society's emphasis was on marriage and childbearing as
God
the way
or
to live
God.
On.
And
but if God's promises
God's
are of life beyond this world, there is no longer
this is important
any
to keep in mind as the reader moves toward Jesus' death and resurrection too.
And so the rest of the passage illustrates Jesus'
God
closing statement
to
that
be
God
alive
is
to
God
the faithful,
not of the dead, but
that
of
the faithful
living.
Will share in the
Jesus
gift
cites
of
the book of Exodus, which again the Sadducees
trouble
held
for us
as
today, though, just as it was with
the
Sadducees, is that we
cannot
conceive of what this new life will be like because we only have what we know
to make sense of it.
The ancestors that were
Jesus teaches that the resurrection
the
life will not merely be a continuation,
though, them here
of what
in
the
we
present
know
tense.
Here and
so Jesus' point is that
Lutheran
if God
pastor
is referring
Fred
to Abraham
writes,
and Isaac and Jacob,
the resurrected
in the
life
we
live
they must
in God
in some
is
way
incomprehensible.
Still be alive to
for starters,
God
in that life
God.
There are no marriage
and thus
contracts.
They share in God's
and
gift
he explains
of being
why.
Raised from the dead.
That time will transcend
this is important to keep
world.
In mind as the reader moves toward Jesus' death and resurrection
too,
and the promise
just
through him, God will continue to be
alive
to the
people
will no longer need protection
will
from
share
such
things.
In the gift of resurrection.
Something other than rules and law will give
the trouble
that
for us today, though, just as it was
meaning.
With the Sadducees, is that we cannot conceive
for
of
people
what
who
this
have
new
experienced
life will
trouble,
be like because
pain
we only
and suffering
have what
in
we
relationships,
know to make
especially
sense of
in marriage. This can
Jesus
be freeing,
teaches that the resurrection life
news,
will not merely be a
but others who have enjoyed healthy intimacy
and
companionship in marriage
Lutheran pastor and
may very well
Fred
be disappointed
writes,
or saddened by Jesus'
the resurrected
words,
life
that
we live
that they
in
have experienced as fulfilling and life giving will not
for starters in that life
there are
no
come.
Marriage contracts.
But again,
he explains
that
why.
Is a perspective
that,
that
comes
time
only
will
from what we
this
know
broken
now.
World,
not from
and in
the
vulnerability,
more perfect
threat
age
of poverty,
that God's reign
it's injustice,
and resurrection
imbalances
of
power.
And
for
so
something
God's
other than
no
rules and
need
law,
protection
Niener says, will give that
things.
Life its shape and
something
meaning.
Other than
and according
rules
to Scripture,
and law,
that
will give
something
that life
is the relationship of life with God through Jesus Christ.
For people
Christ
who have experienced
brought,
trouble,
pain,
excuse me,
and
who God brought
to earth
to bring
God's reign,
marriage,
and that
this
God
can
promised
freeing,
to bring the
gift,
gift
of
good news,
and grace, compassion,
but others
mercy,
who have enjoyed
peace,
healthy
and
intimacy and companionship in marriage
lives.
May very
so
well be disappointed or saddened
the reign
by
of God,
Jesus
all
words,
these promises
that
of new life
that they
are not
have
just
experienced
a far
as
off
fulfilling
in
the
life
future
after
will
death,
not be a part
but
of
a resurrection life that Christ shares with us
but again,
here and
that
now
is a perspective
that
comes only from
what
we know now. not from the unimaginably more perfect age
Pastor
that
Niedner
God's
concludes,
and resurrection life will
yet
bring.
As incomprehensible
for something
as this
other
life
than
to come
rules
remains,
and law, Niedner says, will give
it.
That life its
indeed,
shape
and already now,
and
we
according
live
to Scripture, that something
when God
is
raised
the relationship
Jesus or
of
remembered
life with
Him bodily
Jesus
in flesh
Christ.
And blood.
Christ,
this who God brought,
incorporated
me,
who God brought
me.
To earth to bring God's
we
reign,
have been crucified
and
with Christ
to bring
by baptism
the gifts of life,
into His
death,
grace,
and raised with
and mercy, peace,
remembered
and justice
by God to
into
be the body of
lives.
Christ for the world,
so that resurrection,
for now,
the reign of God,
flesh,
all
blood,
these promises
Christ
of new life
has,
are not just a
which
far
means
off
that our mortal lives have been swept
death,
up already, out of our bondage to space and time, out of our bondage to the rules of this into eternal life, the life He lives in God's remembering.
Niedner concludes,
and remembering.
Yet as incomprehensible
lives are
as
no
this
longer
life
bound
to come
up
remains,
in who, own,
we get
who owns whom
it.
Or what or
indeed,
for how long
already
or what
now,
laws
we live
applied
it.
When someone needs
when
help
God
or
raised
comfort.
Jesus or remembered
we
Him bodily
clean,
in flesh
we eat
and
with
tax collectors and
this
sinners,
resurrection
we sit with
the dead and those who mourn
and
them,
me.
And in all such
we
places
have been
we play the role of angels, baptism,
messengers
of death and
raised
with
Him,
carriers of the bread of life to be the body of Christ for the sure and certain promise
for now
in me flesh and blood the risen Christ has.
Everyone.
Which means that our mortal lives have been
have
swept up already,
life.
Out of our bondage to space and
as
time.
As Niedner says,
out
our scriptures
of our
today show us
to
that faith is not
this
just
into
a spiritual matter
life,
and not
life
just
he
a future
lives
matter.
In God's remembering,
Jesus speaks
and
of resurrection,
remembering.
And so our physical
our bodies
are no longer bound
too.
Up in who
they
own,
are worth
who
redeeming. They are
or
even
what
a vessel
or for
how
God's
long
work
or what
to
laws applied when someone needs help.
The body
of
Christ today.
We touch the unclean, we eat
Christ
with tax collectors
and
sinners,
we
sit with the dead
life.
And those who mourn them.
This is
and in all
for
such
when
places,
suffer,
we play
when
the
our bodies
role
break
of
down
and
messengers
fail like
of
Job.
God's remembering.
This is reassurance when we struggle
the bread
like
of
the people
life,
in the Thessalonians reading
of
did.
God sure
this
and
is support when we face adversity
end,
and opposition
God
like Jesus.
Remembers everyone.
This is good news
in
for
God
us now
we have eternal
and good
life.
News for the age to come.
As Niedner Amen. Says, our scriptures today show us that faith is not just a spiritual matter and not just a future matter. Jesus speaks of resurrection, and so our physical bodies matter too. They are worth redeeming. They are even a vessel for God's work to continue in the world as we make up the body of Christ today. And through Jesus Christ, here and now, we have resurrection life. This is hope for when we suffer. When our bodies break down and fail like Job, this is reassurance when we struggle like the people in the Thessalonians reading did. This is support when we face adversity and opposition like Jesus. This is good news for us now and good news for the age to come. Amen.